Hello and welcome to the Rate Good Sheffield podcast for Friday, the 31st of July, 2026, bringing you the Sheffield stories you need to know in just a few minutes. We begin with some very welcome travel news. The A628 Woodhead Pass has now reopened following its lengthy closure. The route is open again for motorists travelling between Sheffield and Manchester, although drivers should still allow extra time while traffic returns to normal. Plans have been unveiled to transform the former Sheffield ski village at Parkwood Springs into a major new visitor attraction. New Zealand-based Skyline Enterprises wants the first phase to include a gravity-powered downhill luge, a family playground, food and drink facilities, and an indoor attraction. Dry ski slopes are also being explored, while a zipline and surf wave experience could be added in the future. A public consultation is expected to take place in September before a planning application is submitted later this year. The development is still subject to consultation and planning permission, but it could finally bring the long derelict site back into use. Firefighters have extinguished a grass fire near Longley Park and Crowder Road after receiving numerous calls from residents. People living nearby were advised to keep their windows and doors closed while several crews dealt with the blaze. No injuries have been reported, and the cause has not been confirmed. With grass and woodland remaining extremely dry, people are being urged to take extra care in Sheffield's parks and open spaces. Rail investigators have identified safety failings following a collision in which a Sheffield tram struck two teenage runners at the Staniforth Road crossing last year. The Rail Accident Investigation Branch found that the teenagers were not effectively alerted by the tram's warning sounds and were not adequately warned by the crossing's design or signage. Three recommendations have been made. These include a renewed risk assessment at Staniforth Road, more consistent use of tram warning sounds, and a network-wide review of other places where pedestrians could be struck by trams. Police are continuing to appeal for witnesses after an 88-year-old woman died following a collision on Ranmore Park Road. She was travelling in a Honda Jazz, which collided with a parked Nissan Note and then a wall near St John's Church on Sunday. The driver has been discharged from hospital, while two other passengers suffered minor injuries. Anyone with relevant CCTV, dash cam or doorbell footage is being asked to contact South Yorkshire Police. Officers have also released a CCTV image as part of their investigation into two e-bike robberies near Victoria Quays. The incidents happened on Five Weirs Walk and South Quay Drive during the morning of the 7th of May. One rider was reportedly threatened with a knife, although nobody suffered serious injuries. One of the stolen bikes has since been recovered. River Island is reportedly preparing to close its Sheffield City Centre store on the Moor at the beginning of September. The retailer is expected to continue operating from its Meadowhall branch. And finally, there is plenty happening across Sheffield today. The Abbeydale Road Beer Festival continues throughout the weekend, involving 12 independent venues along the route. Today's other events include the Rant and Ramble Coffee Rave at PAD 12 in Neepsend, Kalina Art Summer Camp in the city centre, a Sheffield Puzzle Treasure Hunt at South Street Park, and Sharing the View at Graves Gallery. Later today, there is a crystal necklace workshop in the city centre, pottery painting and cocktail making in Hillsborough, Real Steel and Interworld at CADS in Highfield, and Mandala Sounds Rituals at Network on Matilda Street. That's your Rate Good Sheffield update for Friday, the 31st of July.